A good Erev Shabbos. I'm sorry that we were not able to have the full shiur this morning. My voice is a little bit weak, but getting better, Baruch Hashem. I figured we couldn't go into Shabbos Shuvah Tavshin Pei Dalad without at least sharing one Maharal. So we'll share hopefully one Maharal for Parshas HaZinu. And with that, it'll also lead us into Yom Kippur B'Siyat Tishmaya Ba'alein L'Tova. The Psukim in Parshas HaZinu tell us in the very beginning, Perek Lamed Beis Pasuk Gimel, Kishem Hashem Ekra Havu Godel Elokeinu, a famous pasuk, the source of Birchas HaTorah in the Gemara and Brachos. Rashi here comments, the word ki in Kishem Hashem Ekra Havu Godel Elokeinu, ki, oftentimes in Chumash, Rashi points out, ki can mean a variety of different things. In this context, it works as ka'asher. So ki Shem Hashem Ekra ka'asher, when you call out the Shem Hashem, Havu Godel Elokeinu, make sure you respond with offering greatness of praise to Hashem. And that, says Rashi, is referring to, quoting Chazal, it means that when we hear the Shem Hashem, we should respond, Baruch Shem Kevod Malchuso Leolam Vaed, which is true, says Rashi, specifically in a place, Mikan Amru, She'onin Baruch Shem Kevod Malchuso Achar Bracha Shebe Mikdash. Specifically, when we're in the base of Mikdash, we respond with Baruch Shem Kevod Malchuso Leolam Vaed. The Maharal, here in Gurari, in Oshei, Aval Shalobim Mikdash Onin Amen. He quotes the Gemara in Tainus, which says that when we hear the Shem Hashem in the Mikdash, we say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Le'olam Vaed. But when we hear the Shem Hashem outside of the Mikdash, when we hear someone make a bracha, for example, we don't say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus. We say Amen. We say Amen to a bracha. Why the difference? Why the distinction? Why is it that specifically in the Beis HaMikdash, we say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Le'olam Vaed, whereas when we're not in the Beis HaMikdash, we don't say that. We say only Amen. So if you look in the Sifrei Maharal, we only quoted a few places here on the sheet, but if you look in the Sifrei Maharal, you'll find three different approaches. And I'd like to suggest by the end of this year that really the three approaches, they converge, they come together, and they come together in a very poignant way and in a very applicable way to us. First of all, the Maharal in Gurari, which we started with in the next few words, V'hatam, he offers the reason as to why we only say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuscha Malchuscha Le'olam Vaed in the Mikdash, V'hatam. The pasuk says, when you call out the Shem Hashem, but the Shem Hashem refers to something very specific. It refers to the Shem HaMeforash. It refers to the Yudke Vavke, the way it's pronounced, the Kriyaso, not the Ksivaso, not the Kriya of our world, but the Kriya that's the emes, the real, the literal reading of the word, the way we don't pronounce it. That's only pronounced in the Mikdash. That's only said in the Mikdash. That's a halacha that we're not allowed to say Yudke Vavke the way it's written. We're only allowed to say Amonai, Adnos, Adnos. That's the only way we're allowed to say the word Yudke Vavke. But in Mikdash, they said it the real way. They said it the real way. So only when you hear Kishem Hashem Ekra, when you hear the real Shem Mefurash, then you could say Baruch Shem Kuvon Malchus Chol Yalom Vaed. V'Shem Mefurash Lo Nikra Kiksavo Rak Ben Mikdash. Says Maharal, we know the halacha is that you only say that real Shem Hashem in the Mikdash itself, and therefore we are limited to saying Baruch Shem Kuvon Malchuso. The Olam Ba'ed, Ki Shem Hashem Ekra, Havu Godel Elokeinu, is only performed fully in the Beis HaMikdash itself. So, when you read this Maharal, it's almost like a technicality. The Pasuk prescribes saying Baruch Shem Kavod only in the Mikdash, because by dint of the fact that it's only in the Beis HaMikdash that we're able to say the real Shem Hashem, a technicality, it's a halachic issue. If you read in the Gruas Hashem, the second Maharal in the source sheet here, the Gruas Hashem Perek Mem Zayin, the Maharal offers a little bit of a deeper understanding. He notes that that the Malchus, the kingship, the true rulership, the true kingdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is found specifically in the Beis HaMikdash. Ki Malchuso beBeis HaMikdash beFrat. You specifically find that Malchus of Hashem is personified and is expressed within the Makom, the space of the Beis HaMikdash. He proves this from a pasuk that he's trying to explain in the Shira, where the pasuk says Hashem Yimloch Le'olam Vaed, specifically after HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises that he's going to build a Beis HaMikdash, then it's Hashem Yimloch Le'olam Vaed, because with a Beis HaMikdash is where Malchus is truly expressed. His proof for this from outside of the Shira, V'ray L'zeh, Ki Kol Chos Mei Brachos B'Medina, whenever you and I hear a bracha, we say Amen, Uve Mikdash Onin Baruch Shein Kvod Malchus Le'olam Vaed. But in the Beis HaMikdash specifically, we say Baruch Shein Kvod Malchus Le'olam Vaed. That's because those words, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Le'olam Va'ed are only relevant, are only specifically practical, can only really, really be truly applied in the Beis HaMikdash, because that's the Makom HaMalchus. Only in the Beis HaMikdash is Hashem's Malchus fully expressed. And so, whereas in the first source, in the Gur Aryeh, the Maharal told us that it's almost like a technicality, that since we only say the Shem HaMafurash in the Mikdash, so we can only say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Le'olam Va'ed in the Mikdash, the Maharal here is telling us something more fundamental, that the Beis HaMikdash is where Malchus truly is. And a person can't honestly, fully, genuinely say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso Le'olam Va'ed unless he's standing in the Makom HaMikdash. Because the Makom HaMikdash is where the Malchus Hashem truly is, and that's where he can truly bless the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you look forward on the source sheet, in the Sefer Netzach Yisrael, Parak Mem Dalet, it's, I put half of it from there, and there's also a longer description in the Nisiv HaAvod and Parak Zayin, which is below. If you put the two together, you'll get a very full description of what we're talking about here. And just as a Maar Makom, Rav Hutner in the Pachad Yitzchak, it's in multiple places, in Maimar on Rosh Hashanah, or maybe on Yom Kippur, and in Pesach, in Maimar Samech, but it's repeated in both those other places. He has a very long piece where he discusses this very in-depth. We're not really utilizing it for this moment, but it's an important thing to look at some point. So the Netzach Yisrael, the Sefer Netzach Yisrael, the Maharal, talks about the idea of Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Le'olam Va'ed, and he discusses the story the Gemara brings in Maseches Pesachim about how when the brothers gathered around Yaakov by his deathbed, and they were Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim, they accepted the unity and the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so at that moment Yaakov was able to say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Le'olam Va'ed. And the Gemara notes that it tries to figure out what's our practice supposed to be? Should we say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Le'olam Va'ed after we say Shema? So the Gemara says, well, maybe we should say it because Yaakov said it. On the other hand, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say it. It seems to be a struggle. Are you really allowed to say these words, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Le'olam Va'ed? The Gemara comes to the conclusion that we should nemru b'chashai. We should say it quietly, whisper it, which is our practice, except for Yom Kippur, obviously. We whisper Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Le'olam Va'ed very quietly to ourselves. The Maharal has such a beautiful description here. We're not going to read all of it inside just because to save the time. But such a beautiful description the Maharal has over here that basically there's a stira, there's a contradiction in every person. That Yaakov Avinu was kulo kadosh. He was completely holy. And because he was so holy, because he was so kadosh, because he was so pure and genuinely ruchni, spiritual, he could hear the achdus of Hashem. He could hear the Shem Hashem and respond, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso Le'olam Va'ed. He could scream out loud that he understands, he internalizes, and therefore he expresses the Malchus Shemayim, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso Le'olam Va'ed. But us, regular people, we might have that side to us, we have an neshama that's holy, that's pure, but it's buried under so much schmutz, under so much gashmius, so much gufanius, so much physicality and materialism, that it's kind of hypocritical almost, and disingenuous for us to try to proclaim Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Le'olam Va'ed. Our bodies can't declare the Malchus Shemayim. Our bodies can't honestly express the Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim of Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Le'olam Va'ed. So on the one hand, our neshama wants to say it. On the other hand, our bodies can't say it. And so we're stuck in this in-between zone. Yaakov Avinu was so kadosh that he could say it, but us, should we be saying it? So says the Maharal, the Gemara comes to the conclusion that, well, it would be wrong in both directions. If we said it, it would be wrong because the body can't really say it. If we didn't say it, it would cause tsar. It would cause pain to the neshama to not be able to express what it's pining, what it's yearning to express. Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso, the Olam Va'ed. So says the Gemara, we say it b'chashai. The Maharal explains that neshama is a secret. The neshama is hidden. The neshama is behind everything. And everything the neshama does, much like HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our world, the neshama, as Chazal tell us, is a mashal for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the neshama, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, acts behind the scenes. It whispers. And so we too whisper. We say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso Le'olam Va'ed in a whispered tone, in a hushed tone, because it's not our body talking when we do that. It's our neshama talking. Our neshama only expresses itself quietly through a whisper. So Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso is the most genuine of expressions, but not of our body, not of our guf, of our neshama. And that's why it has to come out so quietly. Here, the Maharal is offering us yet a third approach. Again, the first approach was that we can only say Baruch Shem Kavod in the Mikdash because we only say the real Shem Hashem. Ki Shem Hashem Ekra. We only say the real Yod Kei Vav Kei in the Mikdash, so it's only possible to say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso, the Olam Vayed in the Mikdash. The second approach in the Gruas Hashem, that Maharal said, it's because the only place where there's actually Malchus, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso, the Olam Vayed, is possible in the Mikdash, because only in the Mikdash is Hashem's Malchus fully expressed. But now we're seeing it's not only about the Shem Hashem, it's not only about the Malchus, but it's actually about the Kedusha of the place and of the person. The Maharal here explains, again, in Netzach Yisrael, as well as in Nesiv HaAvoda, the Maharal explains that the Mikdash is so kadosh, it's such a holy place, and the people in the Mikdash are so kadosh when they're there, that there you can actually say, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Le'olam Vayed. The same way our neshama could always declare it, so too you and I, as people, if we're in the Mikdash, if we're in the holiest of places, then we are uplifted, and we can say, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Le'olam Vayed. In fact, he says that's why the Malachim are able to praise Hashem with these words of Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Le'olam Vayed, because they're kulo kadosh. They're totally separate. They're totally divorced from any physicality, and therefore they can properly, genuinely express Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Le'olam Vayed. They can internalize it, and they can then declare it as well. We can do the same in the Mikdash, says the Maharal, and that accounts for all of the halachos over here. But the truth is, if you put just a little bit of thought into it, these three approaches, while distinct, they're not separate. They're really, we would need a three-sided coin for this one, but they're really just different sides of the same coin. On the one hand, Kedusha is in the Mikdash, and therefore it's a place where you can respond in kind because you're a Kadosh as well. Separately, it's also true that we can say the full Shem Hashem in the Mikdash. And thirdly, the Maharal told us that's the place of Malchus. But the truth is, all three of those things converge. They come together very beautifully. In the Mikdash, is the only place we're able to say the Shem Hashem fully. Why is that? Why are we not able to say the Shem Hashem fully outside of the Mikdash? So it's halacha. It's Gzeiras HaKasuv. It's a halacha no matter what the reason is. But probably what it has to do with is the fact that a person can't say the full Shem Hashem if they can't recognize the full Shem Hashem. How could a person try to express Yudke Vavke, Haya, Hove, Yihyeh, Havaya, the entirety, the Shem HaEtzem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, try to describe the essence, the Mahus, the nature of Hashem, if they're not in a place or they're not in a space where they're able to fully recognize it? So the Mikdash is a place where that recognition is more obvious, is more clear, it's more intensified. So Dafka in the Mikdash, a person is able to declare Yudke Vavke, they're able to declare the Shem Hashem in its entirety. What does that have to do with? Well, it has to do with two things. First of all, it has to do with the Malchus Hashem, which is displayed in the Beis HaMikdash. The Malchus Hashem, the Maharal, has this all over the place. Not only the Maharal, everyone agrees with this. The idea of Malchus is a two-way street. Malchus, kingship, means that there's a Melech and there's an Am. This is from Chazal already. There's Ein Melech below Am. There's no such thing as a king without a nation. The Beis HaMikdash is where Hashem and his nation converge, where true Malchus is displayed. In the world, we have days where it feels like we're alone, and we have days where we see Hashem's running the show, and sometimes they happen to cross paths. But when you're in the Mikdash, there's no denying it, and there's a complete partnership between Hashem and his people. There's Hashem's Kedusha, his Shechina, there's a complete Hashras HaShechina in the Mikdash, and then there's the Avoda of the Kohanim and the Klal Yisrael in the Beis HaMikdash. It's a place of partnership. Mikdash Hashem, Konenu Yadecha, two hands are involved in the process of building the Mikdash. Hashem from up and below. Together they converge in the place of the Mikdash. The Mikdash is the meeting grounds of the Elyonim and the Tachtonim. So it's the ultimate expression of Malchus, which means it's also the ultimate place where we can see and understand and perceive the Yudke Vavke, the Shem Hashem in its entirety. And of course, if it's a place of Kedusha, and its people who are in there are Kadosh at the time, are inspired by the Kedusha, then it's a place where we can not only recognize and internalize, but actually express, actually relate to, actually declare that Malchus, that Kedusha, that Shem HaEtzem that we're able to absorb while we're in the Mikdash. And lastly, the Maharal says that the Mikdash is really not the only place. And during the Avoda, during the Birchas Kohanim, that's not the only time where this is true. We're about to go into a time where this is true as well. Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is a time where people, says the Maharal, don't have gufanius. We don't have gashmius to us. We lose our yetzahara. We ignore all of our taivos, hagashmium. We totally reject physicality. We don't eat. We don't drink. we don't comfort ourselves. V'inisim es nafsho seichem. We become literally like malachim. And we bow on the floor during the avoda on Yom Kippur as if we're in the Beis HaMikdash. The entire tefillah of Yom Kippur is like being in the Beis HaMikdash. The avoda is the avoda of the Beis HaMikdash. The tefillah is the tefillah of the Beis HaMikdash. And so at that moment, in that place, on Shul, on Yom Kippur, a person is a malach in the Beis HaMikdash, which means he has, we don't literally say the Shem Yodkei Vavkei, but he has the concept, the theory, the theme, the message of Yodkei Vavkei ringing in his ears. He's accepted the Malchus Shemayim fully on Rosh Hashanah, continually HaMelech throughout the Aseres Mechuva, culminating with the Malchus Hayom of Yom Kippur. He's bowing on the floor out of reverence for that Shem Malchus. He's in a Makum Kedusha. He's davening Divrei Kedusha. He is a person who's Kadosh, is a Malach on Yom Kippur. And because of all those three things converging at once, Yom Kippur too is a time where not only secretly, not only quietly, not only because of the whisper of our neshama, but the actual person himself is able to declare, Baruch Shem Kevod Malchuso Li'olam Vayet. So we should take time as we get closer to Yom Kippur, use this parsha, use these maharals, but as we get closer to Yom Kippur, to internalize the message of Malchus Shemayim that we were supposed to work on over Rosh Hashanah, to keep growing with it, and B'siyat D'Shemayim on Yom Kippur, when we have our heads down, when we're saying Baruch Shem Kevod Malchus Li'olam Vayet, try to recognize the essence of the Shem Hashem, try to recognize the Malchus of Hashem, and of course try to recognize the Kedusha of Hashem and the Kedusha of ourselves who are able to declare that very holiness.